episode number 233, Disciples Coming Back to Detroit.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Here we are, another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
What do you think about that headline of the show?
We got a packed show today. This is going to be rapid fire because we don't want to go
bang, too long.
You got to turn that. Never mind. It's an old movie line.
Yeah.
Sorry. Got sidetracked there. We've got an action-packed show.
Yeah.
We've got
a lot of stuff to talk about this week.
A huge show. So without being more dramatic about it, let's get into this huge, massive, mega show.
Yeah. Let's talk about what the title of this show is. The Disciples Are Coming Back to Detroit.
Well, Chris, as I told you over breakfast this morning, the Disciples are going back to Milford.
Didn't I call this on last week's show?
You could have. we talk about so many things that are just clear as a bell, premonitions of the future that people just, I don't know how people miss it, but hey, I didn't see this coming.
Well, that's good. Maybe Fitz heard our podcast and
said
it's time to activate the Disciples again.
You know, and they shine the Batman symbol or the Chevrolet bow tie in the sky, and then we all swoop in and... So sometime right around mid to late August, all 12/15 disciples are going to be called back to Detroit to talk about
who knows what.
Well, we don't know what. But it's good. I'm excited. I have a class reunion that could take place on the same day, my high school reunion, and I hated everybody I went to high school with anyway. So I'm going to be with my real brothers and sisters. So this is a big deal. And it comes at an interesting time, considering that we've been talking about potential Z28 stuff going on. And I'm not saying anything because I don't know.
You got the convertible that's going to be out the first quarter of 2011 as well.
That's right. So maybe it's convertible related. Maybe I could hope that it's Z28 related. I don't know. I don't have the slightest idea. I hope. We all hope.
Yeah.
Maybe it's four-cylinder turbo. Who knows? Maybe it's four-door.
Jay Leno car?
And giant shopping cart handle wings on the back like the mid-90s.
And you get to shoot it down.
And say, yeah, that's right. That's the cool part. We get to shoot it down. We are the voice of the community. And that's a heavy responsibility. And so we want to make sure we get all angles of input from those who can't be there.
Yeah.
I can speak on behalf of the entire Camaro team that they wish they could bring every enthusiast there.
No doubt.
But since that's humanly impossible, us 12/15 disciples... We gotta try to do our absolute best to be the voice of everybody. So, having said that, post on the Camaro Z28.com message board your thoughts and concerns. We got a long time to go. It's, you know, like I said, mid to late August is when it's expected to be.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of time to generate some serious discussion and narrow down the best points that we may need be called upon to give. We don't know. But we got to keep the dialogue going. So there's I put a link on the main page of CamaroZ28.com, and it's also in the 2010 General News Forum. So give your thoughts.
That's good.
Give your thoughts. And anybody who wants to call in and give their best suggestion or best advice to us, because we could use the advice,
yeah.
I've got a really cool custom bag of M&Ms here.
Okay.
Provided by Nitto. And on all these M&Ms is the names of the tires and the Nitto logo and... It's pretty cool. So just a quick and easy present to send out to whoever calls in and gives us the best piece of advice for the disciples, because they also
Perfect.
Listen.
Yeah, perfect.
Just, just kind of sitting there, and I was going to eat them or give them away, so I think I'll give them away.
Yeah. Well, so, that kind of leads into our next topic.
Right.
Remember last week we talked about some potential spy shots of a Z28?
Yeah, well, it turns out we were wrong. And we may have even been duped into a marketing campaign.
What is this thing called?
The Fire Breather, I think.
Fire Breather.
I think Dairy Queen has a cheeseburger named the same thing with pepper jack cheese.
Yeah, apparently a movie studio logged onto our site this week and gave a little explanation as to what the car is and the movie it's going to be in. And it's also going to be at the Detroit Autorama show that's coming up here next weekend.
Which I plan to head over and maybe talk to these guys a little bit.
Marketing campaign?
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. You know. And that's what we said. You know, we said maybe it's just meant to look like a Trans Am, but really isn't. Who knows? And I was just throwing that speculation out there. I had no idea how right I was. But speaking of Z-28 spy shots,
yeah.
There's some other ones out there that we're, I guess, not even really supposed to link to. Some of the members tried, but there was, you know, there's copyright issues involved. But
oh yeah, another site bought them.
Yeah,
bought these pictures.
Right, and they're out there, so you know, I think it's pretty easy to find by now. But again, hard telling. I don't know what else it would be, but then again, we don't know what GM Chevrolet has up their sleeve. So
yeah.
who knows if that may tie in?
Yeah, it looks like someone took some spy shots over at Milford,
mm-hmm.
Of a Camaro. Driving down the road, is it on the actual track?
It's hard to tell because I've never seen the entire track.
Right.
It looks like it could be.
Yeah, and there's something covering the front of the car.
Right, which makes it look really screwy.
You can definitely see a bulge in the hood.
Right, and that's about it.
That's about it. Yeah,
but
so who knows what it could be?
Yeah,
Z28 maybe.
I can't think of what else it would be. Which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's the Occam's razor. Everything we assumed is the simplest answer may be the correct one.
Yeah,
but maybe we'll find out. I don't know.
Yeah.
All this does is build my excitement up big time.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Speaking of spy shots, I'm bringing a camera.
Yeah.
I'm not telling Fitz that.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't listen to the show or anything.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a filthy email from him later on.
No, you're not.
So that's that, man. We'll see what happens. But the things are looking up. Springtime's around the corner, and then summer's going to be here, and car shows, and then the disciple meeting, and then it's just getting better.
30 days from today. Is the first day of spring.
From today?
Yes.
Today. Or release date today?
No. Today. We're recording today.
We're live right now, yeah. Real time now. So even less when people are listening to this.
Yay.
So that's, I think that's that. We can talk about, we're surely going to talk about this more in the future.
Oh, of course.
So we got to, unfortunately, because we do have a packed episode, we got to move on. What's next in our agenda? We got some, you want to lead right into the voicemails, or you want
to... Well, first we need to talk about something that came out this week, and unfortunately, we lost another member this week on our message board. His name's Teak184. Looks like a bad car crash in the Florida area, in the South Florida area.
Yeah.
Longtime member, you know, hate to see him go.
Yeah, as far as we know, and we don't want to dig too deep into the details, but you know, there's no need for that. But it wasn't, you know, a tragic drag racing, street racing, anything bad. It was, I guess, he was on his way to work or on the job, and
car crash.
We're definitely gonna miss him. We never like to lose, and never. It's always saddens us when we lose somebody, and you know, with a membership base of close to 90,000 or over 90,000 over the past 14 years, it's bound to happen. You know, I mean, it just the way things work, and we're just our condolences to the family. We're gonna miss them for sure. And if there's anything that the Camaro Z28.com community can do, please let everybody know.
Yeah.
We're happy to be a part of things. That's the brotherhood that we are.
Yep.
Having said that, let's move on.
Yeah, we've got some emails and some voicemails.
Yeah,
for
we
this
got a
week.
Bunch. You want to kick off a?
Let's see.
One or the other, or
yeah, let's do some voicemail or some emails first.
We'll do some emails first. All right, I got one here.
Go ahead, read yours first.
I don't have it up yet. Here we
go. Let me read mine then.
No, I got it. Actually, I got this in a PM. Not my preferred method of receiving information because it's one more thing I got to remember. So I'm surprised I did. Usually, gang, call in or email. But anyway. No big deal. This comes from AJ, 2010 SS/RS. He says, I usually call him, but I wanted to try something different. Thanks for making it hard for me. I was just listening to the recent podcast about the Z28, and it was too perfect a time to ask this question. I've been reading recently about how they are finalizing plans for the Z, and this is probably too late, but I just wanted you guys' opinion. I personally think that the Jay Leno twin turbo idea would be a perfect Z28, and I'll tell you why. Back in the 60s, the Z28 was a performance model below the SS. It was built for the Trans Am competition and had small block and better suspension pieces to make it lighter and handle better. This is why I think that twin turbo V6 setup would be better for a revised Z28, because that's what it was originally for, a performance car that could handle and go around a track, and the SS would be the top of the line model. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast and hope you read this on the show. Well, there you go. I did.
Yep. And we've had the discussion incessantly.
I think it's actually led to dueling in the parking lot, you know, on the board.
Back, remember when we were waiting for the car to come out?
Mm-hmm.
Z28 versus SS?
Oh,
SS
God.
Versus Z28, that's which should be the top dog.
Top dog.
Remember
top
that?
Top dog, that's right. I've changed my opinion, but I don't. Look, And I thank you so much for the PM. We love them, but I'm going to have to disagree. Because this isn't the 1960s anymore.
Right.
The Z28 doesn't mean what it used to, what it originally meant. To me, this is me, this is my opinion. I know a lot of people disagree with this too, but this is my opinion. We're just in a different world and a different time, and it's a different car.
Yeah.
It means something else now to me. So I think Z28 should be top dog.
Yeah. I mean, look at the way it was through the 90s. I mean, you had the Z28,
mm-hmm.
and then you had the SS.
The SS became top dog.
Right.
Top.
Maybe we're going to reverse that again.
Maybe, but that's just me. I mean, I think the twin turbo idea is pretty cool. Personally, you know, it'd be really cool. Z28 SS and something else with the twin turbos on it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. John Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Maybe disciple meeting? Who knows? I do like the hood on the Jay Leno car, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So there's 1 p.m. Thank you, AJ. We'll always keep the opinions and thoughts coming, man.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Okay, here's another one.
What else you got?
This one comes from our forum person named Orange Animal. Hey guys, I look forward to your podcast and enjoy the information that you provide. I haven't bought my Camaro yet. I was trying to wait for the heads-up display. Do you guys know if heads-up display is going to be available on the 2011 Camaro, or should I go ahead and buy mine now? Thanks, Rick. I have no idea. I mean, when we first saw the Camaro announced, what was that, an Indy?
Yeah.
They had heads-up display for the last quarter for 2010 for the car.
Right.
If that's still on schedule, who knows? That was eons ago.
Yeah, I think...
will it be on the 2011? Who knows?
Hope so.
It would be nice if it was.
Yeah, it certainly would.
Wish we had more of a definitive answer.
Yeah. But let's keep our eyes peeled on that one.
Yeah.
What else we got?
We got something from Scott Settlemyer.
All right.
The F-Bod Father. They're going to be at the auto show at the Virginia International Auto Show on Friday evening, March 12th. They're going to have a little meet and greet. So anybody who's interested, I will post a link to this in the show notes.
Excellent. What's the date?
This would be on March 12th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Friday evening, March 12th.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, couple weeks.
Cool.
So.
Cool. What's next?
That's it.
All right. We got some voicemails. But before we get to that, let's take this break for station identification, as they used to say.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
I'll get them kicking here.
All right.
Hey, good morning, guys. Adam, Yellow SS, Bumblebee. Wanted to find out if anyone has heard or seen of an adapter or something that can go into the cup holders so that it's a little bit more comfortable for the armrest. You know, sometimes just an absolute nightmare with your elbow right there on the corner and just wants to sometimes fall into where the cups go. So is there anything that's being made that's like a little pad? Anyway, let me know. Thanks, guys.
I just can't see this, really. As long as I've driven my new Camaro, I can't see that being an issue, at least for me.
He said his elbow slips into the cup holder?
Was he getting his lean on?
Is he pimping?
I don't know.
Give us a call back and give us some clarification on that. Are you saying is there like a plug that plugs the cup holder just to smooth it out so you don't, so nothing goes in it, including your elbow?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. I can see where that would be a good idea. I think it looked pretty nice.
Unless he's like a smaller type person and the seat is pushed up further. That's the only thing I can think of.
Or he's getting his lean on. He's fidgeting with his base with, you know. Give us a call back and give us some clarification on that. But to my knowledge, if we're on the right track, I don't think so, but I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go on to the next voicemail.
Right.
Hey, guys. Mario92 from the boards. Hey, first off, I want to apologize to you guys for getting you guys to have an egg on your face for the launch control system question on the Camaros. And, sorry about that. And secondly, like a bug Mudbone about not doing a review about the Tofurky Jones soda, since I wanted it and he got it. So, Mudbone, call in a review. Bye.
Actually, Mudbone did email you, right?
That's right. We'll get to that in a second. But this whole egg on our face bit about the long... No, okay, the truth's got to come out. We knew exactly. We knew all along. Yeah. We just wanted to see if anybody else was going to catch it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Just go with it, man. Just go with it. We look like idiots. No, I did know about it. I just kind of forgot because nobody's talking about it. Well, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to make a video.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We're going to wreck your car if we have to making this video. More on the summertime. I can't wait for summertime. So yeah. We did call out Mudbone because we did send him the tofurkey, and yeah. He did not follow his obligation. And so I did get a PM from him. Why people are PMing me about this instead of calling, I don't know. But I'm, again, thankful I can remember it. And he said, Jason, you are right. I was driving to work this morning while listening to the podcast. I nearly wrecked again, laughing my ass off. I sent Greg a message to be sure to listen, and he did the same. He also remarked that it was on his mind, too. I'm not one for excuses. And you are again correct. I do owe you. The problem is that the tofurkey didn't come until Greg left for school, and we've had so much freaking snow, he hasn't been able to get home. I guess the weather's pretty rotten, so it concludes with, anyway, barring another damn blizzard, Greg's coming home for the weekend. We'll be sure to leave a message. Sorry he had to call me out, but it was funny. Well, next time it won't be so damn funny, Mr. Mudbone. You owe us.
Oh, I can't wait for his review, though.
You and Greg are in our pocket now. So you better
hopefully that the tofurkey and gravy hasn't like coagulated by now and get even nastier.
What if it looks like just yeah?
Yeah,
just,
I can't
just
think it can get any worse.
Insert description here.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. That's
good.
I'm trying to think of a delicate way to put it, but there just isn't. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Sorry, I got out of control. Next.
Oh yeah, 24 hours a day, 2010 Camaros. This is Dave from Cincinnati. That's 51, not 21, and thank you for saying happy birthday. The guy that's the big guy at our post office, I work for the post office, he was showing me his Camaro tonight. It looks just like mine, but it's a V8, 6-speed, black on black with the houndstooth interior. We now have 6 Camaros at the post office in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I've been driving it in the snow, and the traction control works just great. So if you guys are feeling itchy, get out there and do some donuts in the school parking lot when it's closed with all the snow and ice. You guys have a great weekend, and get a hold of that guy at TM and find out what's going on. All right, take care. Have a good weekend. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
I didn't know they let you drink at the post office.
6 Camaros at the post office.
I got to see a picture of that.
Yeah, send us a picture.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe you need to wait till spring or something to get them all together.
Well, whatever, but you know it'd be really cool if you had all of them wearing their postal uniforms in front of it.
Oh yeah.
And wielding rifles. too soon? No, yeah. it's been years.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we like to see pictures of the cars all lined up at the post office. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet. What else did he talk about? Get a hold of the guy at GM to see what's going on.
Is that what he said? Get a hold of the guy at GM?
Something like that at the end. Why? What did you hear?
I thought he meant like get a hold of the guy. Maybe talking about the Jones Soda tofurkey thing? I don't know.
I got lost, but it was a cool voicemail nonetheless.
Yeah.
Traction control works great in the winter. Love it.
Yeah.
Next.
Hey, guys. Dave from Cincinnati. V6 2010 Red Camaro. Is there a recall or a fix on the cars, or is it just problematic for cold weather? On the self-adjusting windows, it seems when it gets cold out or you don't shut the door right, the self-adjusting windows stay ajar or they give you an error on your menu screen. Maybe you guys can find out from Fitz. I know you, that's the go-to guy. You guys have a great, February. And talk to you later. Great podcast. Thanks a lot. Bye.
So if you see a mail truck swerving around in Cincinnati.
It's our man from Cincinnati from the post office calling in again.
Cool.
Is there a recall? Not that I know of. But you're talking about the indexing on the windows, how it pops down a little bit and then pops back up when you open the door. I know to reset that, if you pull up both buttons to bring the windows all the way up and you hold it for 5 seconds, it will redo the indexing on the windows.
Reboot the system.
Yeah, basically, I used to have to do that on my Corvette every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that problem myself.
I had to do it when I was my car came back from SEMA,
because
the battery was disconnected, and we had to disconnect it with the battery down, or the windows down, excuse me, and make sure that you put the damn windows down first.
Yeah.
Because with no power, you close the door, the window stays up, it doesn't index down. I almost busted the window out of my car.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've had a problem once. This has happened a couple times with me in my 2010 Camaro. I went to put my window up, you know, I hit the express up.
Yeah.
And it just goes up and goes right back down again.
Really?
Have you ever seen that?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I haven't had enough times. Seat time in my Camaro
yet. It would
start
to go up, and then goes right back down again.
It's does it close, or does it just not? Does it close all the way before it goes back down?
No.
So it goes,
just goes up, and then goes
and
back
it goes,
down
nah,
again.
Nah, I changed my mind, and yeah. Then it just goes down.
And usually, it's when this is happening, it's like pouring raining outside. It's like, son of a... okay. That's my complaint on the window index.
Well, you know, this requires more investigation then.
Yeah.
Anybody else had anything, any problem like that? Call in. Let's talk.
Yeah. We have a subscription at work to AllData. I have all the TSBs and recalls and mm-hmm. everything I can pull up for every automobile in the library. So I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah.
See if there's anything new.
Yeah. One more?
One more.
All right.
Hey, guys. It's Camaro Man from 1022 from the board. And I'm a Chicago resident. And, you know, I just went to the Chicago Auto Show. And by far, I was blown out by just the line of Chevy, just total. Only thing I had a problem with was, tell me if I'm right or wrong. The convertible Camaro is supposed to be coming out in a few months. So why wasn't it, like, in the auto show, especially Chicago, since it's, like, the biggest one? Checked out some more cars, like, the Caprice, I really like that. Like, I would totally love for it to, you know, be for anybody, just not police inspectors, but. And I'm just calling in, checking on you. Got to finally send the Camaro, because it wasn't that crowded, and it was the new color green. But thanks, guys, for making the podcast. And,
okay.
Cool.
Thanks for that voicemail.
Yeah.
Got to sit in a new cyber...
No, Synergy Green.
How can I forget that? Synergy Green Camaro. And then he wants to know why the convertible wasn't at the largest auto show in the nation in Chicago.
Or the largest one in the nation in Detroit.
That's because the convertible, I don't think, is scheduled to be out until quarter one of 2011. So we still got a year away from that even being released, and that's probably why it's not at the auto shows yet.
The last time it was mentioned about not being in Detroit was because I think, and I'm just speculating, I could be way off, they may want to do something special for the convertible so it doesn't have to share the stage with a bunch of Econo boxes.
Right.
Or anything else for that matter. So that could be one reason why.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of our voicemails.
What else did he... Caprice?
He said something about a Caprice. No idea.
You know, I don't focus on a whole lot of other cars these days just because I'm focusing on the Camaro.
No idea.
I'd like to learn more about that, so I'm going to do some searching around.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Speaking of other cars, we talked last week about a Chevelle, the Chevelle nameplate, and you and I kind of went, you know, left our comments, but I did get a PM from the caller saying that we kind of missed the point, and I encouraged him to call in and correct us.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
What was the point?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I'm saying that now because I want him to call in.
Oh.
And correct us so we can engage in further dialogue.
Okay.
My job is, my day job is really affecting the rest of my life.
Oh, okay.
So that's it for our voicemails, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
We always appreciate people calling in, giving us their thoughts or observations or
give us something to talk
rants
about.
Or Department of Corrections. We don't, you know, we're just guys with microphones, that's it.
Yeah.
So, what else we got going on here that's new? I took the holiday decorations down a while back.
Oh, that's about a month now, hasn't it?
Nobody cared. We're working on some new site stuff in the background, but man, life sucks. You know, when you want a hobby. I need to lose my job so I can work on this more.
Ugh. Yeah, that's the last thing you want.
Oh, no, it's the first thing I want. I say that now, but if it were to really happen, that's the first thing I gripe about.
Yeah.
We emphasize iTunes in iPods a great deal because that's, you know, the original intent of a podcast, but obviously it's, you know, can go across multiple mediums,
mm-hmm.
iTunes and on the iPod and iPhone, and then, you know, you can listen to our podcast live streaming, you can download them.
There's all sorts of different ways.
Right. Well, the one thing that's been kind of left out was the Zune.
Yeah.
The Microsoft Zune. And we know that there's a few Zune owners out there. So
I hope there's more than a few out there.
Well, right. But there's more than, you know, there's enough to pay attention to. And, well, Chris, you got something you want to inform them about?
Well, we got an email this week saying our podcast is now featured at Zune.net. So those of you who have Zune players, you can go to Zune.net and check us out on Zune. I guess you can download it to your Zune player. It says, grow your audience. We want to invite you to the Zune marketplace. So they picked us up. So
yeah. So that's great. You know, we did
I
never,
guess they have a whole podcast community there now. So
we never want to leave anybody out. So right. that's awesome. I don't know. If you Zune owners were doing it a roundabout sort of way to get our shows on your device, well, now there's an easier way. So
this is cool.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. One last thing. I thought this was kind of funny. We got a minute left here. In Auto Week, I read Auto Week every week, or at least skim through it. And on the very last page, on the But Wait, There's More section of the February 8th issue of Auto Week, there's a little blurb, and it says, what next? A 250-mile-per-hour speed limit? And that kind of caught my eye, and so I read it, and here it is. It says, as the 2010 Daytona 500 approaches, NASCAR fans should take solace in the fact that draconian alcohol laws have not yet curtailed their fun as they have in Australia. So I'm like, uh-oh, you know, what's going on here? So in the land down under, during last October's, I hope I say this right, Bathurst, a 1,000 V8 supercar race, police severely limited the amount of beer spectators could carry to 24 12-ounce cans per person per day. The crackdown was implemented ostensibly to reduce alcohol-fueled incidents among spectators.
Really?
Do we have power drinkers in Australia? Because if I drank 24 12-ounce cans of beer in one day, I'm no lightweight.
You'd be messed up.
I'd either be blacked out or beat up.
Yeah.
One of the two. So I want to party with some Aussies.
Holy cow. Unless their beer is incredibly light, meaning they don't have much alcohol content in there.
I dig a Foster's once in a while, but I don't know if that's like...
Yeah, but
you know,
I don't even think that's real Australian beer.
Probably not. They probably consider it as, you know, urine.
Piss. Yeah.
I already did my swearing for the episode, so I didn't want to add to it. Any Australian listeners out there?
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, well, then you know what? We need to hear about your beer. Let's, yeah, you know, talk about this. And
call in, mate.
And God, they probably hate that. and also, is it Bathurst or Bathurst? 1,000 V8 supercar race. And heck, tell us more about these supercar races, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, we want to learn. I also post a link in the 2010 section of a right-hand drive 2010 Camaro.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nobody replied to it. I thought it was cool. It looked weird. It was a conversion that was already done by some company, Protex, Pro something or other. And it just looks strange, man.
Oh.
Just looks strange. But it's in the 2010 section.
Surprised we didn't see something like that at SEMA. You know, there was some do-it-yourself convertibles there.
Oh, yeah. Well, heck, any car can be a convertible with a can opener and a blowtorch. But I think it looks like we're out of time. We knew this was going to be a packed episode, and, well, we definitely are. So, as always, keep the voicemails, emails, and thoughts coming. Blessings to the TQ184 family. And drive safe. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.